Tory scheme wanna halt mass unemployment, mobilize the unions. A Department for Work and Pensions worker the Tory SO newer job supports SERMO will do nothing to save jobs. It should be renamed the job scrapping SERMO. Chancellor of the Exchequer Rishi Sunak announced the launch of the job support scheme on Thursday, the 24th of September 2020. It launches on the 1st of November and will replace the job retention scheme, commonly known as furlough. Introduced alongside the initial COVID-19 lockdown in April, furlough paid workers 80% of their salary to remain at home throughout. The total cost of furlough will be around £60 billion, according to the Office for Budget Responsibility in June. Tory backbenchers have already begun panicking about paying workers to Erdo Nortingo. The new job support scheme would introduce a steeper wage cut for workers, if employers even take it up. Compared to furlough, the new scheme requires a larger contribution from employers. This will speed the process of bosses making workers redundant, particularly in low-paid jobs. In theory, workers covered by the scheme would work part-time. Part of their wage would be paid by their employer, including paying for some hours not worked. The government would pay a small contribution, 22%, the remainder would not be paid at all, 23%. Tories have lauded this as workers are making a contributiono to the scheme, by accepting a significant pay cut. To be covered at all, a worker has to be in a OVR blow job, so sectors which have not yet reopened would not be covered. Ineffective but it won't at work. Sunak himself has said that it cannot save every job. Oh, one Barclays economist went further, I don't even think anyone will take it up. Sunak announced the scheme outside 11 Downing Street with Francis Onoghadi, the General Secretary of the Trades Union Congress, on one side of him, and Dame Caroline Fairbairn, Director General of the Bourse Confederation of British Industry, on the other. Meanwhile, the Starmer-led counter-revolution in the Labour Party continues apace. Shadow Chancellor Annelise Dodds has argued that training workers will cure unemployment. All the training in the world will be wasted unless there are jobs to go to. These ills are created by the renewed global crisis of capitalism. Instead, Labour should argue for massive state intervention to save and create jobs, and nationalisation of employers which threaten redundancies. Many of the job losses are in retail and hospitality. Premier Anona Whitbread has announced 6,000 redundancies. Yet already the Department for Work and Pensions, which oversees unemployment benefits, has been working with hospitality and retail employers to develop new era sector-based work IRDMESO, essentially unpaid work in the same areas. Unions must fight this as the only training that the bosses will offer, unless there is a significant fight back by the trade unions. Workers are very worried about their future prospects, even where they currently have a job. The fight continues to force the unions to shoulder their responsibilities. Union leaders must fight to defend every job that is under threat, to ensure safe workplaces, and demand protection for every worker's income. It is not too late to fight for retention of the furlough scheme, with 100% pay. The Tories have shown the money is there, and have made repeated U-turns under pressure, CP6. Only a mobilized trade union movement, willing to utilize strikes and demonstrations, can wrest this from the teeth of the capitalists and their Tory lapdogs. No more photos with Tories, build the fight back instead. The Socialist Party demands, unions must fight to defend all jobs under threat, retain and extend the furlough scheme. Work or full pay, invest in free training, and apprenticeships on full pay. With a decent, guaranteed job at the end, increase benefits in line with the minimum wage, no delay in payment, a minimum wage of £12 an hour as a step towards £15 an hour.